This is turning out to be a doozy of a year for wildfires. High temperatures, low humidity, dry terrain, and gusty winds look set to strain our state's fire resources across California. The Brown administration was able to line up financial aid from the federal government to cover some of the cost of the fires in Ventura and Riverside counties. But in a time when local governments are cutting back on firefighting manpower, it's worth asking whether we're ready for the summer. Alameda County Fire Chief Demetrius Schaefer is also the president of the California Fire Chiefs Association. As you can imagine, he's a busy man. We caught up with him on his cell phone.
A lot of the local agencies throughout the state have been struggling to just provide the basic level of fire protection for their own communities. And many of those have cut back through browning out companies, closing fire stations. The way the mutual aid system works, it recognizes that no one community has the resources or the ability to provide the resources for every level of type of incident. And really, that's how wildland fires work. You know, they're very large, they grow very quickly, and a lot of resources are needed in a very short period of time. And the state's mutual aid system is fully dependent on local resources. So, yeah, I don't think we are as ready today as we were in previous years.
Are there some counties or cities that have cut back beyond the point of sanity in terms of funding and manpower?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, not getting into any specifics for any particular community, but, you've seen some communities just really devastated by closing a large portion of fire stations because they absolutely could not fund it. Others are browning out companies, more than one on any given day. And, you know, every firefighter on every rig and every rig in every firehouse is necessary for the right level of fire protection for a community.
If you could pick up the phone and talk to the governor, what would you ask for this year?
that's a loaded question. We need more funding coming to local agencies. And, you know, the fires don't put themselves out historically unless they burn to the coast. And we have people now that live in urban interface areas. So we've got a lot of our, you know, good segment of our population that is moving into these areas where they're surrounded by heavy brush, timber, and they're on hills. And I understand the state's budget as much as I think I can, but, you know, taking resources out of the local agencies is not the answer to solve the issue. It actually is creating a greater issue
when you say
it comes to fire protection.
When you say that the state is taking money out of local government budgets, are you referring to firefighting in particular or just in general?
In general, there's multiple examples over the last two decades where money has shifted from local communities to the state. And that has had a compounding effect, and it continues to be significant today.
The Brown administration is talking now about sending more prison inmates to state fire camps. Does that give you a sense of hope?
You know, I don't know about a sense of hope, but, you know, the resources are greatly appreciated. I mean, you know, our folks out in the field, you know, the firefighters on the fire line doing the job, the more help they can get, the safer it becomes. It doesn't become safe, but it can become safer. Any resources that can be sent to help the firefighting efforts and any additional funding that can be shifted towards public safety is sorely needed.
Chief, thank you for talking with us.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Demetrius Schaefer heads the California Fire Chiefs Association. We've got more of his comments online. Look for the link at our website, californiareport.org.